love telling the grandkids jokes. How do you get down off of an elephant? You don't. You get it off a duck. Ha ha, I'm hilarious.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Children make shopping memorable, don't they? Especially when your two-year-old yells, "Mama, look, that man is going to have a baby." Kids, they write interesting notes to pastors. Here are a few that are just too good not to share. Dear Pastor, please say in your sermon that Peter Peterson has been a good boy all week. Sincerely, Peter Peterson. I know God loves everybody, but he never met my sister. That's Arnold. I'm sorry I can't leave more money in the offering plate, but my father didn't give me a raise in my allowance. Could you have a sermon about a raise in my allowance? That was Patty. This from Stephen. I would like to go to heaven someday because I know my brother won't be there. Please say a prayer for our little league team. We need God's help or a new pitcher. Thank you, Alexander. I hope to go to heaven someday, but later rather than sooner. That was Ellen. And Annette writes, my mother is very religious. She goes to play bingo at church every week, even if she has a cold. And finally, Laureen, age 9, I think a lot more people would come to your church if you moved it to Disneyland. Well, Laureen has a point, doesn't she? I've awakened some Sundays and thought, why church? I'd like to sleep in. There's football on. The lake beckons. The fridge is right there. Church? Whatever for? There are hypocrites at church, people who disagree with me. What if the sermon goes into extra innings? Ralph, age 11, told his pastor, I liked your sermon, especially when it was finished. Ever felt that way? The truth is, there's better entertainment out there. Besides, church gets messy. I've been hurt and disappointed there. Still, I go to church each Sunday, just like I take my car to the gas pump and load that thirsty guzzler up to the gills. Here are a few reasons I want to go to church. This is by no means comprehensive, but it's a start. Let me know what you'd add to the list. From the start, we wanted our kids to know we are part of something bigger than little old us. We're part of a body, and when one part hurts, the others hurt too, and do something about it. I wanted them to see that most people at church are gracious. A few are grouchy, of course. That's life. I don't go to church to be entertained, but to hear from God. I do this best when I listen, not when I think of others seated near me who badly need the message. I don't go to church because I think it saves me. I do it because I desire Christ, and I'm so thankful for what he did for me. I go to encourage and be encouraged, to be accountable. I love the music. Not always, but even the best pitchers are allowed a few bad pitches. At church, I connect with people so very unlike me. I need unlike me in my life. I need the young guy updating me on chemo treatments, the old guy with the hearing aids and the respirator. I need to hurt, to pray, to give, to help where I can. I love time one-on-one with God, of course. But you know something? There's nothing quite like watching my favorite sports team live or my favorite band in concert. Our kids have kids of their own now. And by God's grace alone, they go to church too. Not because I tell them to, because I phone them or text them and say, get out there, but because they want to. And since God is my father, each week is a big old family reunion. Hey, we're a motley crew. Join us at church this week, would you? Don't wait for the hearse to bring you there.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.